Minnesota News Network. Good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. The Minnesota BCA and FBI are expected to announce a joint investigation into the federal agent shooting death of Alex Preddy. The move signals a rare point of cooperation between the state and federal authorities as leaders work to reset a strained relationship that emerged during Operation Metro Surge. It's unclear whether state investigators will get access to federal evidence tied to the killing of Renee Good. Police in Robbinsdale say a woman crashed her car into a retaining wall near City Hall Thursday while federal agents were trying to stop her. The vehicle was unoccupied and the woman was found inside experiencing a high level of anxiety. Officers say they learned that federal agents were attempting to stop the vehicle to arrest a different passenger. The woman cooperated and was given a ride home. The Robbinsdale PD said it does not cooperate with ICE agents. The National Alliance on Mental Illness in Minnesota is sounding the alarm, warning that ongoing ICE activity is worsening an already critical mental health crisis. Executive Director Marcus Schmidt says, if you're struggling, reach out.
Because what we don't want people to do is isolate. We don't want people to, bottle up feelings, not engage people around them, because what they are feeling is very, very real, and a lot of other people are feeling that way. So getting those feelings out, connecting with people is important.
It was a historic day Thursday in Anoka as city officials cut the ribbon on Minnesota's first municipal cannabis dispensary. City Councilwoman Heather Rostad.
We're especially proud that this is the first solar-powered cannabis dispensary in the state. Yes. With our solar power expected to power up to 88% of this building.
She says the Anoka Cannabis Company is also the state's first all-women managed dispensary. New England Patriots wide receivers coach Todd Downing is crediting a Minnesota football legend for helping launch his career. Downing told reporters at the Super Bowl he was very fortunate to play for Eden Prairie's Mike Grant.
My high school coach saw something in me that he thought I could teach and I could show other people how to improve on a football field. I learned from him patience with players. I learned from him the detail it takes to help a player improve.
Downing served as an assistant to Grant at Eden Prairie. His first NFL jobs were with the Minnesota Vikings from 2001 to 2005. And the Golden Gopher women's basketball team improved to 8-4 in Big Ten play with a 91-85 upset win last night at number 10, Iowa. Minnesota shot 10 of 14 from three-point range for a fifth straight victory. Grace Groholski scored a team-high 21 points. Minnesota plays Sunday at Rutgers. This is MNN.